The way that we make a living by, you know, receiving wages in order for work, we rent ourselves in order to survive. It used to be known as wage slavery, where people, you know, line up to beg to enrich, you know, this boss or that boss. Why do people accept this and submit to it?
That hasn't been easy. It's kind of interesting to read the working class press in the 19th century, mid-19th century, which was very substantial in size, I should say. It was kind of like on the scale of the commercial press in those days, and it was organized by ordinary people. I mean, with, you know, artisans, what they called factory girls, young women off the farms who were working in the textile industry around where I live, and so on. And they there's themes, the definite themes that run through it, and one of them is strong opposition to what to wage slavery, which they didn't regard as very different from chattel slavery. In fact, you know, like after the Civil War, there were bitter complaints about the fact, look, we fought to end slavery, and now we're being driven into another form of slavery. The idea that people should have to, it was just taken for granted that, in their words, those who work in the mills ought to own them. If we have to labor at the command of others, we've lost our freedom, the freedoms that we fought for in the American Revolution and that they thought they were fighting for in the Civil War. We've lost them. And in fact, they also bitterly opposed, to get back to your earlier comment, what they called the new spirit of the age back in 1850, namely gain wealth forgetting all but self. Back then, that was the new spirit of the age, which they considered an utterly degrading doctrine that no honorable person would accept. I should add that this was also a very standard theme of the real classical liberal works that we're supposed to revere, like Adam Smith, the others. Yeah, they were the idea that people should subordinate themselves to the command of others was regarded as highly offensive. And it has taken, well, you know, a long, long time to drive that out of people's heads, right
Right.
into this century. It was, you know, quite broadly felt and articulated, for example, by America's leading social philosopher, John Dewey, who comes right out of the mainstream, that unless the working people control their own institutions, they are simply, you know, they're tools, they're not people.
Right.
I don't think that understanding is.